Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn the Pei Hei Masechtas Yevamos. The topics we learn about include the ways in which the Issur Shniya varies between her husband and the Yavam. That Chiv Alavin are entitled to a Ksuba. That Shniyas are not entitled to a Ksuba. The reason for the distinction between Chiv Alavin and Shniyas. The instances in which the reasons result in variations. We'll also discuss the elements of a Ksuba. A man who marries a woman is obligated to give her a Ksuba. The ksuba is split into two categories, ikr ksuba and tanai ksuba. Ikr ksuba is a sum of money which she receives if she is divorced or becomes an almana. A basula is entitled to masayim, 200 zuz, while an almana is only entitled to a mona, 100 zuz. Tanai ksuba, an addendum to the ksuba, includes various benefits which a wife receives from her husband. There are also benefits which a husband receives from his wife. These are discussed at length in Masechtas Ksubas. In today's daf, we'll be discussing three elements of Tanai Ksuba. Peiros is a benefit for both the husband and wife. The husband receives peiros, the profits of the wife's nechsim elug. In return, the wife receives the benefit of pirkoina, that if she is taken captive, her husband is obligated to redeem her at all costs. Mezainis is a benefit for the wife. The husband must provide for mezainis, the wife's provisions. Even when he travels abroad and she borrows from mezainis, he must repay the loan. Belois is a benefit for the wife. The husband is allowed usage of the wife's garments. However, if she is divorced, she receives her garments and belois their remnants.